It is against the will of God for you to be sick. From the beginning of time, the Word of God has offered God's healing power to any who would be obedient and come to receive. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. A great multitude came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dumb, the maimed, and many others. And they laid them at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them all. The multitude was amazed. They saw the lame walking, the blind seeing, the crippled made well, and the dumb speaking. And they praised and glorified the God of Israel. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" And they say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will. Be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed.